This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll hear Notes from the Current Farm with Greg Quinn in just a moment. But first, Google makes people think they're smarter than they actually are. Researchers found people who had searched for information on the internet believed they were more knowledgeable about a subject than those who had learned by normal routes, like reading a book. They say the results show that using the internet can lead to overconfidence when making decisions. Naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn is a weekly contributor here. Greg is responsible for helping to bring black currants back into the U.S. market and, in fact, grows black currants on the current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
I'm Greg Quinn with this week's entry into Notes from the Current Farm. In 54 A.D., it was forbidden for the commoners of Rome to consume or even possess the rare spice saffron. But after each of his trips away from the ancient city, the 17-year-old Roman emperor, Nero, would return riding down the sacred street, Via Scala, with his subjects spreading this treasured spice on the road ahead of his white horse with a welcome back befitting only an emperor. Saffron is the dried stigma of some of the 90-some-odd species of crocus. These beautiful little purple flowers have played a key role throughout history. From as far back as the time of cave-dwelling humans, today saffron is still one of the most expensive spices in the world, with a half an ounce often selling for well over $100. Saffron has been used throughout the ages in a good part of the world as a spice for food, to aromatize wine, as a pigment for fabric dye and paints, and as a medicine and therapy for close to 100 ailments. Saffron-based pigments have been found in the prehistoric paintings of animals in 50,000-year-old cave art found in Iraq. And in ancient Greece, featured in several Greek frescoes which may date back to 3000 BC, a Minoan goddess is depicted plucking these flowers and harvesting the stigmas for possible use in a therapeutic potion. Alexander the Great mixed saffron into teas and dined on saffron rice, and he also used it therapeutically in warm bath water to help heal his many wounds. And the followers of Buddha used saffron to dye their clothing, and immediately after his death, his attendant monks decreed saffron as the official color for Buddhist robes because of its resemblance to the color of sunset. Cleopatra used saffron in her warm baths because she prized its coloring and cosmetic properties. She also used it before encounters with men, believing in its aphrodisiac properties. When groups of Germans, Dutch, and Europeans fled religious persecution to America, they settled mainly in eastern Pennsylvania in the Susquehanna River Valley. They became known as the Pennsylvania Dutch. By 1730, they were widely cultivating saffron from crocus corms they had cultivated in Europe and brought to America. The Pennsylvania Dutch saffron was so successfully marketed to Spanish colonists in the Caribbean that its listed price on the Philadelphia Commodities Exchange was set equivalent to that of gold. However, the War of 1812 destroyed many of the ships and merchants that delivered American saffron abroad, and trade with the Caribbean markets never recovered. Saffron is still important to the Pennsylvania Dutch home, where it's used in their cakes and noodles and wonderful yellow chicken dishes. And today, saffron is playing an important role in Afghanistan, where farmers who for years grew poppies for the lucrative heroin trade are beginning to switch to saffron crocus cultivation instead. As an incurable foodie, I have many saffron crocus plants. Unlike their spring-blooming cousins, the purple saffron flower generally blooms in the fall. While these perennials do well in zones 6 through 10, the species of crocus, like gladiola and dahlias, don't handle the cold winters well here on the current farm. So I simply plant them in clay pots in the ground. And after their autumn bloom, when I finished harvesting the three precious red stigma from each flower, I leave them to go through a couple of frosts, then dig up the pots, store them in a cool basement, and in the spring, just plant the pots again. Join us next week for another edition of Notes from the Current Farm. For a podcast of this and previous notes, and to learn more about the current farm, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
And with naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This Los Angeles native stayed in his hometown when he was drafted by the Lakers in 1978. He won 5 NBA championships, all with L.A., and he was named NBA Defensive Player of the Year in 1987.
Cooper looks up at the clock and pulls up for the shot, a three-pointer.
So where is Michael Cooper now? Well, Coop spent 3 years in the Lakers front office before joining their coaching staff in 1994. He made the switch to the WNBA in 1999, winning Coach of the Year honors and back-to-back championships with the L.A. Sparks. In 2009, Michael became the head coach of the USC Women of Troy basketball team. Michael Cooper, still in L.A. after all these years. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's people on the left and people on the right, so which one do you prefer? But if we're talking about behaviors and not thoughts, you probably prefer the center. Here's the social science of it. Center is a prized position. Center court, center field, a centered life. It's also the perfect place to be manipulated. In public restrooms, the center stall is very popular. As a result, it's probably the least sanitary. You want to go left, you want to go right. And grocery stores, most expensive items are on the center shelf. Look to the left or the right for less expensive goods. What's the cheap psychological trick? Going for the center is a learned habit. It's where we go most. The extreme left and right may be less crowded, and get this, guys, may be less expensive. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.